weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
So my guest tonight is Kay Barrett, who runs the Cambridge Singing for Breathing Group. It runs on, I think, on a Thursday afternoon. We'll get some more from Kay on that in a moment. The reason we've asked Kay to come in is because a documentary short about the group has been made by the Anglia Ruskin student Paul Christie. Kay, can I just ask you to pull that green microphone in a little bit? We've been chit-chatting away here, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, how's that?
That's absolutely fine. Obviously, being a singer, you can project your voice very nicely.
Well,
so
of course.
It's not going to be any problem at all. So tell me about the group, first of all, and I guess the purpose, really, of the breathing element of the group, because if you're singing, you kind of have to control your breathing, but presumably there's a right way and a wrong way of doing it.
Yeah, the group's for people suffering from breathlessness. So these would be people with COPD and other respiratory...
What's COPD?
Well, it used to be called chronic bronchitis and emphysema, but it's an umbrella term for those conditions, and some other lung conditions as well. And the point about the singing element of it is that the sorts of exercises that singers use are really good for anybody to use to achieve a better and more sustained out-breath. And people with congestion in their lungs find it quite difficult to have a really good out-breath. And what we're doing is focusing on using the abdominal muscles to help support the diaphragm. So in what I think is quite a fun way, and the feedback from the group is that it is quite fun, we use certain exercises to really tone up those muscles and have a bit of a laugh while we're doing it. In fact,
so it's exercises rather than, I don't know, going up and down the scales or something like that, is it?
Yeah, well, there are some of the exercises might be familiar to people who have done scales and things like that, but they're much, much more user-friendly than... It's not a conservatoire. And the people who come, many of them don't think of themselves as singers at all. But I always say to them,
I've been
about...
in so many singing groups where people claim that, and well, sometimes it's actually quite accurate, but other times, you know, it's a good sound comes out.
I would say that the vast majority of people find that they can sing, but really it's not about what it sounds like, it's about what it feels like. And the nice sounds that we make are just a useful spin-off.
But presumably, though, you need to get, as a singer, you need to get your breathing right because you have to hold a note for a particular amount of time. You have to go through a series of notes, and you can't really have half the choir taking a deep breath halfway through, can you?
When you're singing, you really need a sort of a steady, energised, what they call subglottal pressure, which is kind of coming up from the depths of your abdomen, the depths of your lungs, really. The toning up those abdominal muscles helps to keep that strong, steady sound.
And it is a matter, you know, people go to the gym, obviously, to work out their muscles.
Yeah.
But presumably, just like when I actually venture into the garden and do some gardening, the next day I'm aching because I'm using a whole series of muscles that haven't been used at all. I presume it's a similar sort of thing with singing as well.
When you've done 20 minutes or so of these exercises, you do start to feel that you've been working those muscles. But over time, they become much more toned and people find that they're getting benefits outside of the class as well, because that kind of natural, healthy way of breathing gets into the body memory, and people find that they're doing it without having to think about
it. So I'm thinking that, you know, I've got another news bulletin coming up at 6 o'clock, and it's a similar sort of thing, isn't it? You have to kind of speak for a certain period of time. What, you know, give me an exercise. Maybe there's one I should try now just to get things going.
Okay,
preferably one which doesn't involve too much singing.
Well, we do some actually that involve making a little sound like V, as in very. And if you place your hands on your waist,
my waist is somewhere around here, I think. So
yeah, and just make a little V sound. V. Trying not to use your shoulders, but just letting all the effort come from V.
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 V. So what does that do? V. V.
It's making those little muscles jump and work, and it's also allowing them to bounce back and relax in between. Little F sound, as in funny.
F.
F. F. F. F. F. Little Z sound.
Z. 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 Z.
Good. Is that right? Yeah, and do you feel a little bounce there?
Yeah, I can feel something.
Pushing outwards.
I'm not entirely sure what's going up and down, but something clearly is.
It's because there's resistance in your mouth where you're forming that z or f sound, and you need good
but how,
strong
so,
pressure.
How does that work its way down? Down, I don't know, but it'd be
up,
off,
in fact.
Up. So that's the sound is coming up and out, and in the process, that little jump is happening. Is that?
Singers will say that you sing from your toes, you know, so the whole body is involved, and the rest of your body needs to be relaxed as well. So whereas there is energy there, you also need to be open and not tense. There's quite a lot to it, but, you know, it's something that we all knew how to do when we were toddlers. You know, when we were age one or two, we could do this automatically without thinking about it. But what happens is over the years, you learn some unhelpful habits, and before you know where you are, you've got a stiff neck and your throat feels a little bit tense and
slouching and all the other things that you shouldn't do when news reading or singing.
But your body remembers how to do that. So if you can get back to that place and remember what it feels like, then it feels like coming home, I suppose. It's a good positive feeling.
And over time, you mentioned people who have, you know, lung issues. This, if you do it often, it's something presumably you have to, like learning a language, you have to continue to do it or else you lose it, as you're saying, as people do since being a toddler.
It helps if you practice regularly, and many of the members of my group do, and I find that so impressive that people remember to do it at home as well. But even those that don't still feel the benefits.
I should ask you actually how people might want to join the group, but
yes.
This documentary short, which has been put together by the Anglia Ruskin student Paul Christie, how did that come about?
Well, Paul approached us because as part of his course he needed to make a short documentary film, and he'd heard about the group and he thought that it might be interesting to come and sort of be a fly on the wall for a while, do a bit of filming of the sorts of things we do and also interview the members.
And this was done over a couple of weeks or a longer period?
Yeah, well, I think it was coming in and out for probably a couple of months in the end. And there've been several different edits of the film, but this final one is just perfect for our website. That's the thing. He did an initial one for his course, and then went back to all the interviews, and I went through them with him, and we decided what would be good to have on the website so that people who are interested in joining or interested in singing for breathing, I mean, not just the members, but perhaps health professionals as well, can have a look and see what we're doing.
Makes for a good showcase of how it all comes together.
Yeah, and I should say that I didn't make all of this up. I did some training with the British Lung Foundation, and they're kind of rolling out a training programme for singing teachers who want to do this kind of work.
So was the group there anyway before the other aspects came about?
No, and I started the group in May 2016, so we've been going just over a year. Mm. And the respiratory nurses and physios have been brilliant at sending people along as well. They'd heard of the benefits of singing for breathing because there have been quite a number of studies done now that show the benefits, and they were very excited when I said I was going to start a group in Cambridge. They've been great at encouraging people to come along.
I should ask you when and where, because you're showing the film, of course, tomorrow, I think.
The film, all of the members are so excited to see it, because none of them have seen it yet. But it is going to be on the website also.
Okay.
And the website is new as well. I have to thank Paul for making the website for us. This is partly because some of the interviews were too long to fit in the film, so they're actually there on the website on a members' stories page.
Oh, that's nice. That's lovely. So, where does the group meet?
So, we meet on Thursday afternoons 2:30 till 4 o'clock in Chesterton at Brownsfield Centre.
OK, yeah, know where that is.
Yeah.
And if people do want to, it's best to go to the website, give you a call. What's the best website?
And you can also give me a call, 07845 726 975. There's an email address there as well. You'll find all of those details on the website.
Okay, what we'll do when we get the podcast together on this, which will probably be in the early hours of tomorrow morning, we'll make sure as well that all those details go on there, link to the website if anybody wants to look at the video.
The British Lung Foundation website also has details of the Cambridge class on it. It has a sort of area finder and you see which one is nearest to you.
Okay, well, Kay, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about it. It's a really interesting area. I enjoyed that. I probably have to go home and practice those exercises in the shower or something. Thanks very much. That's Kay Barrett telling us about Cambridge Singing for Breathing. It takes us to 18 minutes away from 6 o'clock. Deep breath, time for the travel.